Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to Ian Williams. He's on our phone lines, and he is a former 49er, and we're happy to have him. Hey, Ian, can you take us through what a player's going through this week? Let's say you're a 49er player. You've had a week off already. I mean, are you almost trying to control your emotions this early so as not to get too wound up too soon?
Yeah, you're trying to just focus on just you know, relaxing and just understanding you know, what you have tomorrow and the moment that you have tomorrow. And like you said, that week off, you're used to playing every other week. So now you've had that week off, you're kind of like you're scratching, you're clawing to get back out there in that field. Like you're hungry. So hopefully, you know, these guys are really hungry to be able to step out on that field, and they're ready to do what they need to do because, you know, taking that week off, you know, you kind of like miss football. You miss hitting someone. You miss, you know, hearing those fans, especially at Levi's. You miss all these things. So hopefully, you know, they remember all that and they sleep good tonight and then they're ready to go tomorrow.
Ian, we're just three guys on the radio. Unlike yourself, you played the game. You know what it takes. We're less than 23 hours from kickoff, and all week I've just assumed D4 was going to be available. Now we don't know. How much does that concern you, and what do you get from that information?
Yeah, man, that's a tough one because, you know, everything was looking, you know, good that he was going to be available for tomorrow, and now, you know, he's been downgraded and stuff like that. So usually when a guy's downgraded late in the week, you know, that doesn't look good for a player to be ready for the game the next day. So it's just a tough one to deal with. You know, he's been dealing with that hamstring. And, you know, and I know fans, and I know he's been had a lot of pressure on him to get back out there. But that's something you don't want to, you know, tweak because, you know, maybe, you know, he goes out there and plays one snap and he ends up tweaking the hamstring. And now he's done for the next round and the Super Bowl. So maybe, you know, they're just trying to, you know, really play it smart and play it close by ear that maybe, you know, he does miss this week and maybe that next week, and maybe if they win and then that extra week with the Pro Bowl, that's now, you know, 2 weeks, you know, until the Super Bowl. So maybe, you know, another, you know, 3 weeks, you know, give that hamstring a little bit more time because, you know, with him, you know, you don't want to be a detriment to the team and be out there and say it's a crucial third down and he can't really open up and stride out. And now the quarterback breaks contain, Kirk Cousins breaks contain, and now he makes a big play down the field because can't open up and pull that, and he can't, you know, open up and tweak that hamstring again. So, you know, little things like that, you know, just the team has to be careful of. So this is a tough one to have one of your star, your prize free agents, you know, pretty much miss almost the whole half of the season. And then now in crunch time in the playoffs, you know, he's not there. So, you know, and they're a totally different team when he's on the field because now they can't slide the protection or do certain pass protections to gear everything towards DeForest or Bosa or Armstead. Now you have four guys on the line that you have to respect. With him not being out there, now you have to insert, you know, Fred Warner and some linebacker pressures and blitzes and stuff like that, but that leaves you susceptible on the back end. So it's a whole thing that messes up when a guy like D4 is not out there on the field.
Ian Williams here on 95.7 The Game. Ian, I'm looking at this Niners offensive line. Nobody's really talked about them all week, but I think they're the key to this football game. And not necessarily when it comes to running the football, but protecting Jimmy Garoppolo. How do you think these guys are going to hold up in the trenches? Because we saw Minnesota's D-line last week in the Superdome really dominate the football game.
Oh, yeah, they were hunting, they were eating. I mean, at the end of the day, like, defensive lines win championships. You know, defense, I've gotten into it with people on Twitter. Defense doesn't win championships anymore. At the end of the day, when all the chips are on the line, defense wins championships. And having a defensive line like the Minnesota Vikings, Everson Griffin, Neville Joseph, and Danielle Hunter, like those three guys in particular are beasts. And every now and then they'll rush Kendricks, who made an all-pro this year, and then they'll rush Anthony Barr on the end. You saw what he did to Aaron Rodgers, was it last year, 2 years ago? Where he broke his collarbone. So little things like that. They have players all over the field. So having a defensive line like what they have is scary. But I feel like, you know, Joe Staley and McGlinchey, you know, these guys, they're in rhythm. This is not Joe Staley and McGlinchey that we saw, you know, at home against Seattle when they were coming back off of injuries. These guys are in a rhythm. They've had multiple weeks to get back and get healthy and figure out, you know, what they need to do to get better and stuff like that. So I feel like they'll be able to do their thing. And in the offensive line, I feel like the interior, I feel like they'll be able to do their thing against Linval Joseph. I don't know if – I think Mike Person's going to be starting again at right guard. I don't know. Brunskill's done a really good job. Right. And Garland's done a really good job. All these guys, but they need to also step up their level now that it's the playoffs, because you know, Minnesota, they're coming off, you know, a big-time win in New Orleans, and their confidence is on sky high right now. So, you know, they're going to come in here, and they're going to be hungry and be ready and try to try to expose and beat the Niners and stuff like that. So, obviously, that front line to be able to, you know, protect Jimmy, because Drew Brees, that's what he struggled at. You know, anytime you want to beat Drew Brees, you want to have pressure in his face, and that's what, you know, the Minnesota Vikings did very well last Sunday. So, you know, we're going to have to protect it, you know, protect Jimmy G and give him some time in the pocket.
Hey, Ian, is there any anything that the Vikings can do defensively where Jimmy Garoppolo sees something that he's never seen before? And then similarly, can Kyle Shanahan do something tomorrow that we've never seen before on offense? And if the answer is yes anywhere, any chance you give us like an example?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have things that you haven't seen, you know, before from a defense. And then also, you know, this defense, you know, you may have practiced against a similar defense in practice and stuff like that, because, you know, the 49ers defense is really good, especially up front. But, you know, having guys like Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter, like, up front, and one of the things they did last week against Drew Brees, they put Everson and Danielle over the guards, over Andrus Peak, nope, in the right guard of the Saints. And it caused havoc. And obviously, you know, putting a 270-pound athletic defensive end against a 330-pound guard, that's a mismatch. So, you know, there was a couple plays in there where the Minnesota Vikings, you know, Everson, you know, hit a spin move on the left guard and caused Drew Brees to roll out the pocket and stuff like that. So I'm sure, you know, they're going to figure out some things. You know, anytime you're looking at film throughout the week, especially on the defensive line, you're looking at where the weaknesses of the offense and who that person is that you can get a matchup on, you know, down after down under down and key passing position down. So I'm sure, you know, vice versa, you'll see, you know, Bosa flipped around. You know, whenever you see a mismatch or this left tackle right here, he sucks, he's not good. You know, we're going to put our best pass rusher over that left tackle or their worst pass rusher. So you'll see little things like that where, you know, they'll put Everson or they'll put Danielle. So whoever they put those guys over, that's who the Minnesota Vikings, throughout the whole week, they said, you know what, this is their weakest offensive lineman. Let's attack him and let's see what we can do. And then on the back end, obviously, if you have some type of pass rush, now that switches up everything you need to do on the back end. You know, Xavier Rhodes has had a pretty good season, but he's had his struggles. But at the same time, he's still a Pro Bowler. He's still a really good cornerback. So having a guy like that on the field allows you to do multiple things, you know, coverage-wise, being able to either cover people, double cover people or single cover people, or be able to, you know, bluff and be able to drop off into a coverage. And I mentioned Kendricks, who made All-Pro this year. You know, you don't just make All-Pro in the NFC just for the heck of it, you know. And it's Bobby Wagner, you know, usually Luke Kuechly, and, you know, maybe Fred Warner a couple of years and stuff like that. But to make All-Pro, you know, Kendrick, that's a really good linebacker. And at Bar, you know, you have really good linebackers and safeties that allow you to do, you know, multiple things. Harrison Smith is one of the best in-the-box safeties in the league. I played with him at Notre Dame. We had him at outside linebacker, but he was just too athletic. We needed him all over the field. And that's, you know, players like that, they have where you can now allow this have four pass rushers. And now you can do other things, you know, scheme-wise to kind of trick a quarterback. And then vice versa with Kyle Shanahan, knowing that, you know, you have a defense like that, this means that you need to be able to run the ball and stay on schedule. You do not want to have any type of plays where now you're second and 10 or you're third and now you're having to block these guys, or now you're having to chip these guys and have to release them out late. And now you have three guys going into your routes. And now obviously the defense has the numbers in the pass coverage and stuff like that. So staying above schedule, you know, I think the ground game is going to be crucial to be able to, you know, get on these. Anytime it's third and five and above, it's a plus for the defense, because now I can call whatever I need to call to stop your offense and stuff like that. So now when it's third and one, third and two, now as a defense coordinator, I remember Vic used to always tell you, you know, if you guys get me to third and four and five, I can help you out. Anytime it's third and one and two, I can't help you out. I have to call a safe defense so that you don't get beat and then I don't get my ass beat or chewed out because I didn't help you guys. So staying above the sticks for Kyle Shanahan, and then defensively, you know, having Xavier Rose and that Vikings defensive line being able to put pressure on Jimmy G.
Ian, we have a saying on the show, let's put the rat on the table. In this instance, you go back to Candlestick, it had character. It was loud, home field advantage in the playoffs. Tomorrow, forget Shanahan and his lack of experience. Garoppolo, this will be the first playoff game in Levi's Stadium. It loses its playoff virginity. Can you talk to the fans about their role tomorrow in their first playoff game?
Man, the fans, you guys have a big role. You guys have served a big role all season long, just giving these guys energy, making sure you're out there in the stands. You're not in the shaded area or anything like that. You're out getting drunk. You're out having a good time. You're sweating. You're wild. You're screaming. These guys feed off of that, especially defensively. You don't want the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins coming over here with all of his weapons, Kyle Rudolph, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Dalvin Cook, Irv Smith Jr., all these weapons that he has. You don't want him to be able to just freely communicate with these guys. And like, hey, I see Sherman in this. He's in the inside technique. Other than that, let's run a fade out. This and that, or a slant route. That's too easy. You want him to have to, you know, throw out certain baseball checks with his hands and signals like that so that the line for the 49ers can kind of pick up on these things. And also you get some false starts and you get some miscommunication, you know, in between things. You know, you think Kirk Cousins thinks Stephon Diggs got the check to run a certain route and he didn't get the check because it's too loud, and now he throws a pick or it's incompletion in a critical moment of the game. And that's because the fans did their job, you know, being loud, being crazy, and helping these guys out, man. I don't think fans truly understand how much, you know, they mean to a game. Like, momentum is energy, and the energy comes from the fans. And sometimes the energy comes from a play on the field, but a lot of times it comes from the fans and the music and the electricity and the atmosphere in the field. So the fans got to bring, just like the fans are hoping the Niners and the football team brings their energy and their confidence, I need the fans of the 49ers, the faithful, to show up at Levi's and bring that same energy and confidence for this team and the first time at Levi's so we can get this win and we can go on and be talking about this stuff next week. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Ian, I'm going to ask you this. Two-part question. One, can you take anything away from the season opener from a season ago when the Niners lost to Minnesota in that game in Minnesota? And two, what is it like in that hotel room the night before a playoff game?
Last season, you know, they were still a young team. You know, first time, you know, Jimmy was really out there starting. He had a lot of guys out there that, you know, weren't obviously didn't have the production that he needed. You know, Marquise Goodwin was one of the receivers. He ended up getting hurt early in that game. You know, KB, you know, we call him third and KB now because he's, you know, become, you know, that trustworthy receiver on third down. But, you know, last year, you remember he ran the wrong route. You know, Jimmy threw a pick six and Jimmy was hot and kind of on him and stuff like that. And then defensively, you know, we didn't have, you know, Nick Bosa. We didn't have Quan Alexander. You know, these guys, you know, Jaquaski Tart and, you know, Eric Armstead, you know, they're a year better. They're a year removed from last year. So team-wise, I feel like we're so much better just with having the personnel that we have now and then the confidence that we have now. To be able to go out there and go 8-0 and then be able to finish the season the way we did, 13-3, I feel like we have the most confidence as we've ever had right now, instead of last season, first game of the season, not knowing, like, you know, who we are, what kind of team we're going to be, you know, all those question marks that shoots and that kills your confidence. So last year they played a team without confidence. This year they'll be playing a team at home with confidence and with the fans behind them. So I think it's going to be totally different. And then what was the second question?
Real quick, just what's it like in a hotel room the night before a playoff game, man? Are you sleeping? Do you get a full 8 hours? Is guys up looking at the game plan? Are they nervous? They can't go to sleep? What is that like getting here the night before a playoff game in that hotel room with your teammates?
I mean, everybody's a little different. I would say in the hotel room, you know, everybody's a little different. You know, other guys, you know, we used to, you know, play spades. You know, me, Eric, Tony Jiraiya.
You know how to play spades, huh, Ian?
Yeah.
Play some spades?
You know,
uh-oh. Got to teach Stiney how to play spades.
Yeah, play a little spades, you know, get your brain thinking and thinking, you know, strategy and stuff like that. You know, other guys, they're either, you know, on their phones, they're talking to family, they're watching TV, watching the movie, they're asleep, they're going over their game plan. Everybody's a little different, you know what I'm saying, because
right.
Everybody has their their ways to calm down or get themselves in the right mode, the right mental capacity, right mental state to be able to, you know, play your best the next day and be able to get some good sleep. So everybody's a little different, but I can tell you everybody's excited as hell for the opportunity that they have tomorrow. I can tell you that.
Ian, thank you so much. Man, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're all looking forward to it. Can't wait till tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm going to see y'all in the morning, too, 10:30.
See you at the hotel, Ian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.